If the Browns want to pick up their first victory of the 2016 season, they're going to need to shore up one of the areas that have been the biggest trouble spots on defense, and that's stopping the opposing tight end. San Diego, though, has two that could give the Browns trouble, and they'll have to be extra careful in allowing Antonio Gates and Hunter Henry in open space and especially in the red zone. Antonio Gates is a future Hall of Famer, and fans know him very well. Hunter Henry, meanwhile, is a young player who is emerging and has become a favorite target of Phillip Rivers, especially in the end zone. This duo has combined for 72 catches, 834 yards, and 12 touchdowns on the season, and they're going up against a Browns defense that has struggled against the position throughout the year. Early on in the season, it was receiving yards that was hurting the Browns, especially against some of the league's top tight ends like Jason Witten, Martellus Bennett, and Rob Gronkowski. Of late, it's been in the red zone, where the Browns have surrendered 6 touchdowns in their last 6 games to opposing tight ends. The arrival of Jamie Collins in the middle of the season briefly helped the Browns against the tight ends, and it looked like this area was getting better. But in recent weeks, especially last week against Buffalo, it became a problem as Charles Clay was wide open for a key touchdown in Cleveland's 33-13 loss. It all comes back to consistency for the Browns defense, which has shown the ability to stop opposing offenses here and there, but has not done it for 60 solid minutes. That's what it's going to take to get the first victory of the season Saturday at First Energy Stadium. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates heading into Saturday's game against the Chargers.